Welcome to Backseat Box Office, the results show for episode 115, the weekend of November the 30th through December the 2nd, 2012. My name is William Paul. I'll be your host. Now, of course, we go over the results of the weekend's box office, the movies that came in 1 through 5. We have listener participation. Everybody sends in their picks of how they believe the weekend will pan out. Compare those predictions to how the results actually are. Score some points. Laugh, cry, and just have fun with the movies. So, we give everybody 25 points. For every position someone has a movie off, they lose 1 point. If they have that number one movie off, they lose 2 points per position. Now, did anybody keep all 25 points? No. Our highest score this week comes from Tony. He has a voicemail.
Hey, Backseat Box Officers, this is Tony. I'm calling my picks for the week. Actually, I'm not calling. I am recording my picks for the week. So, I have a feeling that this new movie, Killing Them Softly, I don't think it's going to crack the top five. Looking at the numbers, looking at how things are going to shake out, I'm thinking maybe it'll hit six, but I seriously doubt five. I doubt it will make over $10 million. So unless Life of Pi and, Rise of the Guardians falls in drastic measure, I don't think it's going to even crack the top five. That said, looking at how things are trending, look at how things are going, I am going to go ahead and say that I think Breaking Dawn is going to stay at number one. Skyfall is going to stay at number two. Lincoln is going to stay at number three. Rise of the Guardians is going to stay at number four. And Life of Pi is going to stay at number five. So ditto last week, which I didn't pick last week. I haven't picked for a couple weeks, so I'm basically leaving this message to maintain my position on the charts, or at least my place on the charts. I don't know that I'm having much of a position on there anymore. That said, I'm also going to make my backseat art house pick, and I'm going to go with, I'm going to probably butcher the name of this, Talash, I believe is opening this week. And considering this is the one that I've actually heard of, I haven't really heard anything about it, but I've actually seen an advertisement for it somewhere. And I, at this point, I couldn't even remember where, but I'm going to go with that as my, art house pick of the week. And then finally, you guys were talking about, American Horror Story and, kind of speculating on whether it was any good, if it should be watched. I'm not going to give it a recommendation. It's okay. It blatantly bashes you over the head with horror movie tropes, and not in a good way, to my estimation. It tries to use things like forced perspective to make angles of things look creepy, and it's okay. It's not terrible, but it's not, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I've watched both seasons. The other thing worth saying is you do not have to be caught up to watch either season. The seasons are independent. The first season is basically a haunted house story, full of ghosts and things like that. The second season is set in an asylum. There are the same actors. There are new actors that are brought in for the second season. There are some that do not make a reappearance from the first season, but they're independent stories. At least to this point, there is absolutely no connection between the first season and the second season. You do not have to have watched the first season to watch the second season. Completely independent. Go forth and watch. It's not necessary to have seen the first season. The only thing you will have seen is some of the talent showing up in the second season that was in the first season. That's about it. Anyway, sounds like you guys are still kicking ass, doing a great job. Thanks for keeping Backseat Box Office alive and running and kicking. And I will try to participate more. We shall see if I am successful in that attempt. Thanks, guys. Catch you guys later.
Now, to recap Tony's picks, he put Breaking Dawn Part 2 in number 1, Skyfall in 2nd, Lincoln in 3rd, as opposed to Lincoln actually coming in 4th place, Rise of the Guardians in 4th, instead of it actually came in 3rd place, and then The Life of Pi coming in 5th. So that is 23 points that Tony has for the week. Next, we have Kugron with a 21. He got that Breaking Dawn Part 2 in 1st, Skyfall in 2nd. Those two were correct, of course. Lincoln, he put in 3rd, and then Life of Pi, he put in 4th instead of 5th, and then Rise of the Guardians, Kugron put in 5th as opposed to 3rd. Father Beast comes in also with a 21, putting instead Breaking Dawn in 1st place, Skyfall in 2nd, and Rise of the Guardians in 3rd. You got all three of those right. And then you put Killing Them Softly in 4th. Now, Killing Them Softly, new to the theaters, I believe it was, and that came in 7th, so that's 3 points off. And then Lincoln, you put in 5th instead of 4th place, so that's 21 points overall. Next we have Art.
Hey, this is Art calling in my picks. There will be no picks from Nick this week. He is off vacationing in beautiful sunny Florida. I am thinking that Twilight is still going to remain top of the hill, even though it's falling like a rock. Everything else is probably going to do the same. Going to go with Skyfall in, going to go with Lincoln in number 2. I think the Oscar buzz and the bump up it took last week will continue. We'll see where that goes. And I'll put Skyfall in number 3. I'm going to keep Rise of the Guardians in number 4. I don't think it's going to fall enough to push it out of the top, and it is the only kids movie going right now, and we are pushing closer to Christmas, and it's got a Santa figure in it. And then I will go with Kill Them Softly. I just don't really see this one doing that much. I'll be surprised probably when it comes up a lot higher. But that's where I'm going to put it, and we'll see how it goes.
Who put Breaking Dawn Part 2 in 1st, Lincoln in 2nd as opposed to 4th, Skyfall in 3rd as opposed to 2nd, Rise of the Guardians in 4th as opposed to 3rd, Killing Them Softly in 5th as opposed to 7th. So that's 19 points. Next we have Jeff with Skyfall in 1st. Now, since that came in 2nd, that's usually 1 point off. But 1st place, as I said, is 2 points off. Breaking Dawn Part 2, Jeff put in 2nd place, so that's another point. Lincoln in 3rd, actually came in 4th, another point. Life of Pi in 5th is how it actually came in, as opposed to Jeff's predicted 4th. And then Rise of the Guardians, he put in 5th, as opposed to 3rd. So that's 18 points, Jeff. Next we move on to Uriah. Uriah put Breaking Dawn Part 2 in 1st place, The Collection in 2nd. Now, that actually came in 10th place, so that's 8 points off right there. Skyfall in 3rd as opposed to 2nd. Lincoln in 4th, you got that one right. And then Killing Them Softly, you put in 5th as opposed to 7th. That's a total of 14 points overall. Lena, you put Killing Them Softly in 1st place. It actually came in 7th, so that's 6 positions off. 2 points per position, that's 12 points off. Unfortunately, we're going to see this happen again and again. You put Breaking Dawn Part 2 in 2nd, Skyfall in 3rd, then Lincoln and Life of Pi, those two you got right. So that's overall 11 points. We have an email from Tad, so let's go ahead and listen to his voicemail.
Hey, this is Tad calling with my picks for the week. I think I'm going to actually knock Twilight out of 1st this week, and I'm going to put Killing Them Softly at number 1, Twilight at 2, Skyfall at 3, Lincoln at 4, and Guardians at 5. I think it's just going to kind of fall out that way. Everything's going to move down. I think Twilight's about had its run at top. I think pretty much everybody that wanted to see it seen it by now. So those are my picks, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
And then he put Killing Them Softly in first place, Breaking Dawn Part 2 in second, Skyfall in third, Lincoln you got right in fourth, and then Rise of the Guardians you put fifth as opposed to third. Then Mentally also put Killing Them Softly in first, Breaking Dawn Part 2 in second place, Rise of the Guardians you got that one right in third place, then you put Skyfall in fourth and Lincoln in fifth, and then Scott, you rounded out the week with the lowest score. You put Killing Them Softly in first place, Breaking Dawn Part 2 in second place, Lincoln in third, Rise of the Guardians you put in fourth, and then Skyfall you put in fifth place. So that's a 7 overall. I guess, you know, Killing Them Softly really did not kill the scores very softly. That looks like it was very, very painful. We're going to go ahead and move on to the leaderboards, where we have Monty in first place. With just 1 week's worth of participation a couple weeks ago, he maintains his high spot. BD sneaking up on him in second place. Cougaron in third. Tony is in fourth. Art is in fifth. Jeff in sixth place. Nick gives us seventh place. And then there's a tie for 8th place between Father Beast and Uriah. And then also a tie for 10th place with Tad and Lena. Now, coming out this weekend is just one movie in wide release called Playing for Keeps. Now, I know some of you might really be excited for this movie, but I hate to say it, it has nothing to do with the patio book by Merle Lafferty. I believe it has something to do with a soccer ball player played by Gerard Butler. I mean, it still could be good on those accounts alone. But anybody looking forward to, you know, second-tier superpowers, you got to go to patiobooks.com. Sorry. As far as the coming week, I say good luck, happy predictions. I'll catch you next week. Bye.